Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, special, and fine, because these are all adjectives people use to describe you. You are just one in a million, a rare kind of person who goes above and beyond the call of duty to help out their fellow human beings. And how can I say this? Because I know that you are so very, very kind, and you do things that people appreciate, and without you, they just don't know what they would do. I can't even imagine what life would be like if there was no Taboo Talk listener. It wouldn't be a kind place. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Continue doing what you're doing, the uplifting, nurturing, guiding, helpful, and wise things that you're doing to uplift your community, your home, your neighborhood, because you make a difference. You are very, very special. Well, today is January 1st. It's January 1st, 2012. Can you imagine?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! This is Mrs. Melissa Haynes on the line with us. Hi, Mrs. Melissa Haynes.
Hello, Happy New Year, everyone. We made it.
Yes, we made it through another year. Praise God, 2011 was a good year. It was incredible. And last year, for those of you who tuned in to get your sneak peek on what the year held in store for you, I gave a prophetic message from God, and didn't it come true? Didn't you stop? If God told you, he said, stop doing it your way and do it his way, the right way, and you will have level movement, and you will see blessing upon blessing in your life.
Amen.
And I know that as a person of God, I can honestly say that when I let go and let God, things just got so much better for me. I hope and know that these things also happen in your life, Taboo Talk listener. Did that happen for you, Miss Melissa Haynes?
Amen, amen. I just want to say that although we talk about the blessings of God, we also have the struggles that we go through as Christians and as people of God. And 2011 for many people was a hard time and they went through things. But in the end, I think we're seeing that going into 2012, we are going to be victorious in Jesus' name.
What one of the things I can honestly say, because the question was, Melissa, was did you let go of doing things your way, and when you did it God's way, were things better?
All the time.
That's what I'm saying. It was.
All the time.
And that's what the prophetic word was. You know, when you stop trying to do it in your own strength, stop trying to do it in the way of the world, and go about the way that God has laid out in his word, his provision, there is nothing but goodness in store for you. And I know that my life is an example of that, that when I put it in God's hands and let it out of my hands, it got better. Well, you tuned.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
It's true that when you put it in God's hands, it does get better. But when you're going through, there's times when it's hard and you do struggle, but, you know, you do see victory in the end. Would you not say that's true?
I would say that, and I would say that that's because we do it in God's way. Right.
Okay.
Okay, so now for everybody tuning in, you want to know what would be the words of wisdom for 2012? What is the prophetic word for God, from God for 2012? And you know what? The thing about God is that he never leaves you nor forsakes you. And he always provides you with information so that you don't go blindly. And listener Taboo Talk, for those of you who've been tuning in since 2009, you know that God has given me the prophetic word each year to give to you. And without further ado, here's the prophetic word for 2012. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. Whatever you ask of me in the name of my son Jesus, I will grant unto you. But don't be double-minded with wavering faith. Have faith like unto a child, and be not moved by what you see happening with others. For what I have planned for you is beyond the comprehension of those around you. Men see with their carnal mind. Look with your spiritual vision so that you can stretch forth your faith to receive all that I have planned for you. Now is the appointed time, the designated day and hour where your dreams will be fulfilled. My words will not return to me void. I will honor my servant's faithfulness in delivering my word unto you. Learn also to speak in my son's name, by which you have full authority to proclaim order and peace in the midst of chaos, confusion, and any situation, and you will emerge victorious for my son's sake. Thus saith my heavenly Father, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm going to do, like I always do, is break it down to Chinatown, the prophetic words, so you are clear, there's no misunderstandings, you know how to apply this word in your life. So if we look at the first sentence, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. Whatever you ask of me, in the name of my son Jesus, I will grant unto you. You know, oftentimes we go to people, places, things, versus going to the source, God, for help. Would you not agree with that, Melissa?
Amen. That's true. That's true. We get sidetracked and we look at our circumstances. It's not easy to do, you know, the first place you don't always think of, going to God and, you know, seeking his counsel before you make a move, but it is the best place to go. I mean, because you have many varying identities that want to pull for your attention, and your attention should be focused on God and what he has to say about the situation. And once you learn that, then you can move forward into better places. And I'm not saying that when you do that, automatically things poop off, it's gone, and now you're into something new. No, there's a transitional phase for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things God wants us to know for 2012 is let's stop the old, okay? Let's we don't have time anymore to figure this thing out. We know directly from God, he's saying, come to me first. Seek the kingdom of God. And then when you do, everything will be added unto you. He didn't say some. He didn't say a little bit. He said everything will be added to you because I am the source of all things. And whatever you ask of me in his son's Jesus' name, he will grant unto you. Because Jesus' name is the most powerful name on the planet. Okay? We
Amen.
Have to recognize what power there is in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And not fold underneath that name, but stand up in the power of that name and recognize that Jesus will grant us wisdom. Jesus, our Heavenly Father, will give us what we ask. So let's remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things, not some, all things will be added unto you. And whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, God will grant to you. And then the next line, he says, don't be double-minded with wavering faith. Do you know what it means to be double-minded, Melissa?
Yes, that means when one minute you're standing with God and the next minute you're afraid and you're not really believing what's going to happen is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. And so double-minded people get exactly that, double-minded results. when you see that you're repeating the same action over and over again and nothing's happening, you have to go back to the source. Well, what am I doing wrong? Well, you're not standing. You're saying, I believe in Jesus Christ, but then, and I believe in my Heavenly Father, but when the stuff hits the fan, you're wavering like the wind and back and forth, and anything can blow your house over, you know. And God said, don't be double-minded. If you believe in my son, you believe in me, that's all you need.
Amen.
Regardless of what you see.
Amen.
And then he said, the type of faith that you need is like unto a child, being not moved by what you see happening with others. You know, what's going on in the world today is that a lot of people see a lot of negative situations happening with other people on the planet. We're living in an economic recession in the United States. In other parts of the world, they're recovering from tsunamis and hurricanes and earthquakes and hard economic situations as well. And, you know, you get scared. Honestly, the real talk, this taboo talk, people get scared when they say, oh, what's going to happen to me and my household? But do you know what's the difference between us and our and everybody else? Our house serves the Lord.
Amen.
We serve the Lord. And just like when the Egyptians were being cursed by Moses, and the Israelites were told to don't worry, because whatever's happened to the Egyptians are not going to happen to them, okay, they had to know that their household served the Lord.
Amen.
When the plagues come, the plagues are not going to hit your house. When the storms of life come, the storms are going to pass you by. Do you know how many things that could have happened to you along this world, along the way, but passed you by, didn't even happen? How many crises you averted simply because you choose to honor God?
Amen.
So just have childlike faith and don't be moved by what you see happening with others, because other people serve other things and you serve God. And then it says, for what I plan for you is beyond the comprehension of those around you.
Amen.
Well,
you want me to speak on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sometimes you're not going to know what to do. That's honest and real. And you will feel afraid, and you will get scared, and that's okay, because those are human emotions. Everyone here is a human, and so they're entitled to their emotions. But God said, in this world there'll be trouble, but he would not leave nor forsake us. Never. And that means never. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we walk by faith and not by sight. It's hard to do. It's not easy. But we walk with him. And followers of God and of Jesus Christ, we believe that God is on the throne. He goes before us in all that we do. And we thank God for his mercy, his peace, his grace, his love. And we're thankful for all that he's done for us, for billions and billions of years that God has been around. It's just amazing to know that he loves us still. In spite of all our faults and all our insecurities and things that we go through, God loves us, and he sees us, and he knows that we're reaching out to him. We're not alone. He's right here with us. All we have to do is reach out to talk to him. Just take 5 minutes of your time. You know, it doesn't have to be this big, spectacular prayer. It could just be one-on-one time with you and him. That's all he wants to do. He just wants to get you by yourself. And for you to talk to him, tell him what's on your mind, and slow down this pace of rat racing and running around here and there to get the answers. Just sit and be still and know that he is God.
Well, one of the things that knowing that you're being blessed beyond a comprehension of what you can imagine is that what God has planned for you, we can't even know what is to come. And that's what is the prophetic word of God. For what God has planned for you this year is beyond the comprehension of those around you. And what that means is the people in your inner circle right now have limited vision of what your life is to be about, because they see you as you are right now. But God sees you as who you are in Christ and the things that he has meant for you to grow into and evolve into. Because the listeners of Taboo Talk did the work, did the homework last year, and we moved. We had level movement, okay? And so now we have moved on a spiritual plane. We are vibing off of a different level than those people around us. When I get up on the air and I say, you're the loving and nurturing and guiding and helpful person, God sees that and honors that. And so what he has planned for you are blessings that will take you into a level where you will be the head and not the tail. Be in a position where you can lend to others and not borrow. We are in a situation of crisis and chaos and confusion, and you are a beacon of light for others, and so that you will be able to give and help and not be a burden on your own family. God is going to give and give to you in such a way that's going to blow your mind, okay?
Amen.
The outpouring and the blessings upon blessings. When I see what is before you, I see nothing but prosperity. I see nothing but happiness. I see nothing but joy. I see nothing but good times and a reward for all your faithfulness, because you have been truly, truly good to those serving the Lord. You have been a true servant. And God knows when he says, I will bless, what I have planned for you is beyond the comprehension of those around you. People only see what they see right now. They don't know what you've done, okay? Because see, you don't do for people's eyes and people's sake. You do for your Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And then the next thing he says is men see with their carnal mind. And the carnal mind is that people see your outside image. They don't see your heart. They don't know your intentions. They don't know what you would do or not do and the reasons why. And so they're very judgmental and opinionated. And one thing we don't want you to get into, listener Taboo Talk, is to start being like other people.
Amen.
And also, look with your spiritual vision so you can stretch forth your faith to receive all that I have planned for you. If you stretch forth your faith, you will be able to receive what God has planned. But if you don't stretch, it's going to be hard for you to receive all the blessings. Because go back to the earlier part of the prophetic word. It's going to be beyond your comprehension. So it's going to take faith that you are worthy to receive, that you are worthy to have it, that you are worthy to be blessed in this kind of way, and that whatever you ask for, you can get. Because sometimes when we get something, we say, wow, I don't know if this is what I even wanted.
Amen.
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 Right? And then we start hating and cursing the things that we actually wanted and grumbling about the things that made us supposedly happy.
Amen.
So you got to stretch forth your faith in order to receive what you have. What's your feelings on that, Melissa?
It's true, because I can speak from being a new mom. While I prayed and I really believed and wanted God to bless me in this way, motherhood is hard work. It's a lot of giving and caring and loving, and I love to do all those things. My baby girl is my best friend. But there's times when it's taxing on you. It's hard to do. You lose sleep. You worry. You go through changes. So while, yes, God did the wonderful, miraculous blessing, you still have to work for it. You still have to wake up every day thanking God for it. And then he can move you on to the next level, because that didn't have to be. God moved things around, people and places and situations, just so he could bless you in the way that he is blessing you. So it is important that we not give up and give up hope and disbelieve what God is saying, because God wants you to know that he's real and he's alive and he's here. But if you walk away now, you won't get to see the blessing. you have to hold on, and you have to be strong, and you have to endure, as Jesus did. And so when I look at Jesus and I look at what he's been through, my little things are minuscule in comparison. They're nothing. So we're just holding on and we're believing, but we also have to stand because Jesus stood and he endured and he made it to the top. And he's right here with us. And I look at that for inspiration. And I wake up and I say, thank you, Lord. Sometimes I'm just singing and praising God and crying out to him. But it's tears of love and of joy because I look around and I see all the blessings that he's given me. And I'm like, thank you, God, because it didn't have to be. None of it has to be. So we get thanks for every day. When we wake up in the morning, start praising God and thanking God that he gave you another day. Thank you, Lord. Let me do something positive with my life. Thank you, Lord. Let me walk down the street and say hello to someone and make their day. Thank you, Lord. Let me be of service somehow. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do for me. We have to be in thanks and gratitude.
And by thanks and gratitude, that's definitely how you continue to have faith and believe and stretch forth your faith so you can receive all the things. And we're coming quickly to the end of the program, so let me just say a couple of things. That now is the appointed time, the designated day and hour where your dreams will be fulfilled. Now.
Amen.
It's not tomorrow. It's not someday. It's now. God is telling you in through his prophetic word to stretch forth your faith and believe whatever you've been asking for and you ask for in Jesus' name, it will happen. And then he says next, my words will not return to me void. I will honor my servant's faithfulness in delivering my word unto you. Learn also to speak in my son's name by which you have full authority to proclaim order and peace amidst chaos, confusion, and any situation, and you will emerge victorious for my son's sake.
Amen.
We need to know that we are powerful Christians. We're not weak.
Amen.
That where we're going, we're being blessed beyond comprehension. When you start letting the word, the prophetic words marinate again, when you're going to be blessed beyond comprehension, that means you're going to be on such a level that it's just going to be starstruck. And you know what? You got to say what. That's when you're going to be under attack, because when people see all the good things coming, the jealousy, the anger, the hurt, all that stuff pops up.
Amen.
So you got to rebuke those demons in the name of Jesus, okay?
Amen.
And you got to say, I claim calm, peace, and love in any chaotic situation.
Amen.
Any situation. And you will see that there is, in the name of Jesus, you claim that. In all things, it will come to order. So we have come to the end. Let me just repeat the prophetic word of God again so that you know it. Again, it's seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. Whatever you ask of me in the name of my son Jesus, I will grant unto you. But don't be double-minded with wavering faith. Have faith like unto a child, and be not moved by what you see happening with others. For what I have planned for you is beyond the comprehension of those around you. Men see with their carnal mind. Look with your spiritual vision so that you can stretch forth your faith to receive all that I have planned for you. Now is the appointed time, the designated day and hour, where your dreams will be fulfilled. My words will not return to me void. I will honor my servant's faithfulness in delivering my word unto you. Learn also to speak in my son's name, by which you have full authority to proclaim order and peace in the midst of chaos, confusion, in any situation, and you will emerge victorious for my son's sake. Thus saith my heavenly Father, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. This is
the word of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
One of the things I wanted to do while we have two people on the line is pray, and we stand in agreement. Ms. Melissa Haynes, will you pray with me?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Do you want to say the prayer or do you want me to say the prayer?
I can say the prayer.
Okay, go ahead. This is the prayer for the Taboo Talk listener for the year 2012.
Father God, we thank you We give you all the praise, the honor, the glory, because you alone truly deserve it. Father God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing, all the things that you've done, all the things you brought us through, all the things you're bringing us to. Father God, we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you world without end. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. And Father God, we just ask humbly before you to just bless us with vision to see, to know your words, to hear your voice, to see where you want us to go, Father God. We thank you that you have brought us peace and understanding and light in a darkened world. Father God, we thank you and we give you honor because you have made it so that we are not weak but are strong. We are victorious and not victims. We are here to just bless others because of you. Father God, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. We continue to praise, glorify, and magnify your name. We give you strength, and we bless you back, Lord, for blessing us in the first place. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're going to do in the future, and we thank you for bringing us through it and to it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died for our sins and rose again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And listener, Taboo Talk, may you be blessed by the very strong and powerful prayer that Ms. Melissa Haynes just prayed. May you know that I'm also praying for you every day that you have more joy, love, peace, happiness, good health, and prosperity, that your home is secure and protected by the love of Jesus Christ, that the angels go out before you wherever you go, that your job is secure, that you have sources of income that provide for you and give so that you have enough to give to others, and that you are happy in such a way that your light shines brightly and that you can continue to be the type of person I talk about each and every week, the listener of Taboo Talk. So I'm going to thank you, Ms. Melissa Haynes, for joining me today on Giving the Prophetic Word. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
I pray that God bless you and your family throughout the year.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, remember, you are very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do. Accept the prophetic word that you heard today, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. This show also guest starred Ms. Melissa Haynes. And for more information on Ms. Melissa Haynes, you can contact her at
Mikaz42@AOL.com. That's M as in Mary, I-K-A-Z as in Zebra, 42@AOL.com. Again, that's Mikaz42@AOL.com. M as in Mary, I-K-A-Z as in Zebra, 42@AOL.com.
She will definitely write you back, so please email her if you have more questions. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, or to contact me, go to www.ladycharmainedaye.com. That's LadyCharmaineDaye.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, my YouTube channel, and purchase gifts from the gift store. Also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. Again, that site is www.ladycharmaine.com. This ministry thanks God for you. Thanks God for your continued contributions, your support, and for you tuning in each week. Remember, you are very special, and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.